Start the Mishnayos of Avodah Zarah this afternoon. So as we prefaced on Thursday in our Hakdama, you know, Avodah Zarah is by far the most pervasive and dominant of all of the Isurim. There are 51 distinctive Isurim that the Rambam enumerates in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim Umazalos. And we start with one that people would relate to as probably not even primary or secondary, but almost tertiary, Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Sazkiru Lo Yishama Al Picha, that we're not allowed to be in a situation where we are the cause of Ovdei Kochavim Mazalos referencing their gods in a way of worship. And that generated a very significant problem that we'll talk about in terms of a commerce restriction right around the holidays of Ovdei Kochavim Mazalos. So the Mishnah begins in the first parak, Lifnei Edein Shal Goyim Shloshi Yomim Aser V'Laseis Laseis V'Laseis Imahem. So for 3 days, not inclusive, so 4 days if you want to include their day of idolatrous celebration, there'd be a commerce restriction. La'ashilan V'Lishol Mehen, to borrow from them or to lend to them. Halvosan Lavos Mehen, and the same thing with capital as well. L'faran L'Pareya Mehen, to pay back their debts, or to extract the debt from them. We're not talking about a milveh al peh, where that's considered a form of hatzalah. If it's not documented in a shtar, so then our sense is that if you have an opportunity to recover your money, you should be allowed to do so, because the consequences could be grave. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifrayin mehem b'nei shehu meitzer lo, that one can collect one's debts from them, because that does not give the idolater any cause to celebrate. So Amar lo, so the rabbis disagreed. Afo pi shemeitzer hu achshav, even though it comes at a temporary expense, sameach ulachar zman. Right, really, he'll feel good about it because people don't like being in debt. Okay, so the thinking was on the part of the chachamim when we pass in that way, that even if we're collecting debts from them, they might go to their base of avodah zarah and give hodah, give gratitude to their false deity, which again, this is we're not talking about anything that you do yourself or anything that you're asking them to do, but even having this level of connection with avodah zarah can be problematic. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shloshi Yamim Lifnehem U'Shloshi Yamim La'Acharim. Rabbi Shmuel was extremely machmir. He said 3 days after as well would be aser. V'Chachamim Omrim Lifnei Eidein aser La'Achar Eidehen Mutter, that we don't have the restriction afterwards. So this is what was all sort of on the books. If you look in the Rambam already develops one kula, and then I'll try to take it a step further. So the kula that the Rambam developed within this framework was that, again, this is all true in Eretz Yisrael. But in Galus, the only restriction should be for Yom Edehem Bilvat. That's a very, very important idea, that it would only be the one day itself. The Bartanura goes even further. And the Bartanura says, nowadays, meaning, you know, in his time, half a millennium ago, but he makes the following point, which is so critical to understand. When Jews are a minority population, and all Jewish commercial interests, especially in Europe that was dominated by Christendom, where Jews could not be landowners, where Jews were forced into, you know, commercial relationships with the idolatrous majority, that this was too much to ask. Even, you know, to have a one-day restriction against doing commerce could be highly problematic, because there would be no way of sustaining the community. If this was when the deal came through, this is when the deal came through. And the vulnerability of the Jewish community was such that, you know, people really had to take what came their way. They weren't in a position to say, you know, why don't you come back next week? You know, we can do this then. That wasn't the situation altogether. And so, well, we were makel even for Yom Edehen itself. Now, what would the basis for that be? I mean, this is an Issa D'Oraisa. And it's not only Nisr D'Oraisa, but it's clearly part of the framework of Avodah Zarah. So we have a tradition in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Inu V'chol Abizrayu, that anything which is Avodah Zarah or even connected to it could potentially be Harek Valyavur. So you could have the most significant financial considerations in the world, but, like, you know, how exactly are you going to be lenient in this? So this is the famous doctrine of the Baalei HaTosfos of Kimlei, that we understand that they're not really involved in the same degree of idolatrous worship. Meaning, this is the expression that's used, borrowed, of course, from our own internal, halacha, of minag avoseim biyadehem, that they simply repeat what they were taught as young people, but they don't really have an understanding of idolatry. They don't really know anything about it. And we use this again in many different areas, Stam Yenam versus Yain Nesach. And this was the position that was developed by the Balei HaTosfos to allow Jewish communities to basically survive in a majority Christian society, where we assume that their shituf, their partnership, as they understand it, well, of course it would be Avodah Zarah for us to engage in, that's beyond dispute. For them, it doesn't really constitute the same degree of Avodah Zarah. And in this way, commercial restrictions were lifted. Now again, people might be sitting around here feeling a little bit squeamish about this. It seems like a massive kula, and it really is. But we have to take into account that this was what was available. Jews weren't being hired by Goldman Sachs. Jews were not being admitted into medical schools to the extent that, that kind of thing existed altogether. So the very viability of the community, the entire financial structure of the community, which was, like I said, hardly secure to begin with, to be able to abide by these restrictions was, incredibly, challenging for the Jewish community. And so the Rishonim developed perspectives that would, again, allow the Jewish community to move forward with a certain kind of commercial interactions, even though it was de rigueur, it was standard for shavuos to be used, that did every party to a commercial interaction would have to take a shavua, and they would take a shavua in their name of their deity. But again, in terms of incriminating this iser, implicating v'shem Elohim achrim lo saskiru lo yishem al picha, the Balei HaTosfos ruled leniently as far as those shavuos were concerned, just like Yimei Edehen were concerned as well. We live in a different reality, thank God, today, where Jews can own land and Jews can be involved in different kinds of professions. So we have, I don't want to say the luxury, but we have the ability to be, more careful about some of these things. But again, it's always important to have the proper contextual perspective to understand and to appreciate what, these restrictions would have meant to a community that under the best of circumstances was just trying to hang on and to try to retain its viability under the most hostile of all conditions. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Metz Kodesh Baruch, Lezakos, this is